Welcome to Redemption Unveiled. Do you ever feel like something is missing from your faith? Disappointed in life? Hi, I'm Haley, and I want to help you get a clear plan so that you can show up for the adventure God made for you. Because I don't believe anyone should end up disappointed with the only life they get. But it's not just that. I know that the earth is waiting for you to show up. Redemption Unveiled. Let's do this. Welcome back to the Redemption Unveiled podcast. So happy to have you here. And as you may or may not know, we are going through a series right now. This is the third week of our series, and we've been going through these every other week because I have guests every other week. So the last 2 weeks that it's just been the solo podcast, we have been going through this series, and I'm calling it The Basics. What you need to know, the basics of taking an adventure with God, and I'm loving it. One of my hearts is to keep all of this super simple, really practical, not figures and, you know, ideas of just theory is what I'm saying. I want you to be able to see the steps in your situations, okay? So the last 2 weeks that we've looked at, we looked at the basic steps of taking an adventure. So the first step is it all starts with an idea. It's fostering the idea, learning about the idea, wrestling with the idea, and at some point saying yes to that idea and moving forward. Step two, which is one of the greatest things, I mean great not in a good way, but in a amount, like a big amount, is the struggle. Struggle is a huge part of our adventure. And I would argue with you that the greater the struggle, the bigger the adventure. Okay. Hate to be the one to tell you, but that's just the facts of life. The greatest stories are built of the greatest difficulties and, or the ones that we've fought the hardest for or the longer amount of time. Okay. So you will find in your life, if you truly take the adventure God has for you, you will find this pattern that the greatest adventures come with the most struggle, okay? Which goes against our understanding that we, you know, if things are hard, that means they're not from God, right? So today we are on the third and final step of our adventure, and that is the victory, okay? The victory is let me just say, this is where the misconception of adventure lies, because for me, and I've shared this, like my understanding of adventure for so long was that God would ask me to do something, and because I was doing what God wanted me to do, I would have a victory. Okay, I don't know if anyone can relate to that, but I'm just being honest about my belief system in the past. Like my younger self used to think, if I do what God wants me to do, I will get a victory. But like pretty quick, like let's get on this, right? No need, because I, you know, I'm partnered with God. Nothing can hold me back. God wants good things from me. I can have, you know, I'm more than a conqueror. Yes, yes, yes. But without, I don't know how I got that belief with all the stories in the Bible, but I just thought you had the idea and then you pretty much went to the victory. So I think that the reason why I want us to see these three parts at the very basic core of adventure is that if you really think about it, and we learned this when we went through our adventure teaching, the Joseph Campbell series a few months ago that we went through on the podcast. If you want to go back, you can listen to it, of what it takes to have a great adventure. We learned how much of it was kind of the problems the hero faces along the way. And that's what we see in our adventures with God. Because think about it, okay? Every adventure I've ever had in my entire life that I can go through and make a list of all the amazing things God has done, the amazing things that I have, you know, maybe things that I wanted to accomplish and I was able to accomplish, everything on that list, it was like an idea of something I felt compelled to get accomplished. And if I got my victory, you literally have the idea and the victory, and the only thing in between is the struggle to get the victory. So, and I do want to say, of course, along the way, we have this process kind of in many forms cycled over and over. So like, it's not like you have one idea and one victory and one struggle. You kind of have the idea, you move forward, and you have kind of a new idea, a new victory, a new idea, struggle, victory. And it's like a cycle in small ways. But if you like, if you have a goal, for instance, I had an idea that I wanted to adopt before I even got married. Like, Carter knew that I wanted to adopt, and it was a priority for me. It wasn't kind of a, oh, if, you know, after we have all of our biological children, we'll adopt. Nope. It was like, I want to adopt, and I want to adopt as a priority. And honestly, I think I want to adopt before we ever even have any biological children, right? That was where I was coming from. So we actually tried to adopt before we ever tried to get pregnant, and we weren't old enough. And so I had this idea for a long time. I had this idea, but we weren't ready to do that. Like, we were young. We wanted to have some time without kids before we had any. So, but when we were 23, we started the adoption process. Still, like, it was the idea that led me to kind of this struggle of waiting or not time. Okay, now I'm going to put my application out. I'm going to try to find some countries or agencies that will work with us. And we tried to adopt for 6 months, and we still couldn't find an agency that would work with us. Struggle, struggle, failure, struggle. And then I'd have a new idea, and then I would get hit a new struggle, and then I would have a new idea, and I would hit maybe a little victory, and then I'd have a new idea, and then a new problem, right? So you have all of this, and I'm not going to go into all the story right now. Maybe I'll do that soon on the podcast with Carter, but we went on this whole journey, but my idea of wanting to adopt that started, honestly, it probably started before I was 18, but I know for a fact that that was when it was very solidified inside of my spirit and my heart of, I want to adopt. And I had a very clear conversation with Carter before we got married. And I said, do not marry me if you are not good with this. And, you know, obviously he was. And so I just say, I was 18 and I was 23 when I started the adoption process. Okay. But that process failed. We never adopted. So there was the struggle of waiting when you have an idea and you know it's not the right time. That was a struggle. But then 23, I finally was acting on the idea. And then we had 6 months of trying different ideas and failure, struggle, struggle, struggle. And you'd have a little victory, a little victory, a little victory. And you would think things were going to work out. And then after 6 months, we got to a place where we, like I said, we didn't even have one agency that was going to work with us. Like, we were too young, honestly. That's why nobody would work with us, because for international adoption, you need to be 25 for the people that we had found to work with. So, I mean, I just spiraled out of control. It was very difficult for me. I felt very rejected. And it felt like this idea that I had felt called to do was like, what in the world? I feel called to do this, and I'm trying to do a good thing. And so it was just struggle, struggle, struggle. So we then decided, okay, we'll just put that on the back burner. We'll see if we can get pregnant. And then, you know, we can adopt after our first child. And that's what we did. And so I had that idea, and I tried to do it, failed, and I tried, struggled. And so then after, it was when Ebsy was 6 months old that we started the process again. And so I was 18 when I know for sure I was clear on, this is something God's called me to do, an idea that I felt clear, I'm supposed to do this idea. And then it was 23 when I really went into action mode and started moving toward the idea and claiming, like, yes, let's get this done. Did not work. And then I believe, I haven't thought through the math on this, but I believe I was 26 when I finally held Shepherd and our adoption. I held my son, and I had my victory. Like something settled inside of me that would never be able to be taken from me, no matter what happened. That was my son, and that idea that I had, like this hole inside of myself with this dream, was just instantly filled. And that is what adventure looks like. Like it isn't idea then victory. It's idea and then the adventurer struggles until they get their victory, you know? And then there's also some adventures that aren't so finite in the ending. When I say the word finite, I'm thinking to myself, is that a word, or am I making that word up? So what I mean by it is like a definitive ending. If that's a word, that's what I mean, finite. If it's not a word, just disregard everything I'm saying. So some adventures are very clear, like that was finished. Like when I held my son, no matter what happened from that point forward, I had my son and nobody could take that hole away from me because it wasn't there anymore. Does that make sense? Like it was checked. Okay. Victory. But let's look at some other type of adventures we go on that we get our victories for that aren't so definitive in the ending, but we have to have sometimes more faith because they last longer. Okay. That journey, I wouldn't say was super quick because it was almost a decade. However, I've lived, but also been on journeys with people that are almost not just months, not just years, but some that are more decades. And those are the adventures that can really deflate people. And I most often see that with relationships. So perhaps you have an ongoing relationship like a mom, a marriage, obviously a dad, a sibling, or a long friendship. Okay. So every relationship is an adventure. Okay. And Jesus teaches us a lot about relationships when he was here. And so let's just use marriage because I certainly have talked to many people in this position. for me personally, my marriage has not been an ongoing disappointment or struggle. I mean, we have certainly had seasons of struggle and we have had arguments of struggle, but as a culture, it's not been one of my adventures that's just filled with struggle, if that makes sense. However, I know that some people listening to this, your marriage, you had this idea of what a marriage would be. You went into your partnership with this person, with your man that you truly felt like this is a great idea, right? Like, and you had a vision of, I'm going to say yes, we're going to say I do. And on the other side of this, I've got my victory. Like the adventure is now all victory. And I know from talking to many, many couples how disappointing the adventure of marriage can be. This is one where you have to be very in tune with God's leading and the ideas he gives you and how to stay in a good mental place as you go on this adventure. Because adventures that are decades long can be the most impactful to who we become. Because, you know, when you have a marriage or a relationship that just year after year feels discouraging, you have to stay so close to the ideas that God is giving you to still feel fulfilled. Because I will never be the person who says, hey, if you just do these things, your marriage and your partner will just snap into place. Because people get to make their own choices. And sometimes marriage can just be really disappointing. However, what I have learned is the cool thing about God is he can take every discouragement and every disappointment, and he can show us beauty from it. Okay. So what I want to look at in these long adventures that end up feeling like a lot of struggle is in those cases, you have to really highlight the victories you get. So perhaps you've been overall kind of disappointed in your marriage, you're not looking at necessarily crossing the finish line of like, oh, now my marriage is perfect. You're looking for the progress. You're looking for the victories within the major victory, okay? And that is what you have to stay focused on, of remembering how far you've come and believing. Never give up. Like, I'm never going to say, oh, just accept everything. No, I think that continual longing is a good thing. But there's a scripture that says hope deferred makes the heart sick. And there can be times when we walk with a hope for one thing to happen and it just doesn't, And we just have that disappointment that keeps knocking on our door. That's when we have to hold on to our smaller victories and the progress and in the progress we've made and the things that God has done for us in that adventure. Okay. Now, I want to go ahead and wrap up today's lesson because I know everything in life is there's complexities to situations. And I recognize that every single situation doesn't end with a beautiful bow at the end of it, of completion, gold star, A plus. However, and I want to get into this here in the future as we go deeper into understanding the adventure God has for us and what victory looks like, which we're not going to go that as deep today. But I want us to understand that the true victory isn't finishing the goal of the idea that we wanted necessarily. The true victory is being an adventurer who becomes the person God wants us to be. For us, that is the greatest victory. And you, like, there's just really two main goals in your adventures with God. Number one, to become the person He created you to be. And number two, learn who God is and create that relationship with Him on this earth. Like, you need to know His character. You need to learn that you can trust Him. You need to lean on Him and go to Him and really discuss what's in your heart and what's in, you know, I just think sometimes we have to not fight with God, but be persistent and say, God, You've put this inside of me and I'm coming once again to ask for this thing that I feel called to do, or this thing that I feel called to have. I'm a huge believer. Like, if you are discontent in your marriage and you aren't having that longing complete inside of you that you dreamt of, don't stop asking God to show you ideas of what you can do in order to find peace in that area. Okay. Again, marriage is two people and we can't force anyone to make life changes, but God can show us how to find peace today with the life that we are in. Okay. As we wrap that up, it's like step one, every adventure starts with an idea. Someone who takes an idea and puts action to it. Step two, much of adventure is struggle. Within the struggle, yes, we're going to have new ideas. We're going to have little victories. We're going to have more struggle. But there's this season of struggle until we get our victory. And our victory can look different than we expected. But our victory is something we have to believe for. We have to be people that are going into these situations, into our adventures with a victorious mindset, trusting that God is leading us to a place that is good. Okay? I think that's all for today. I will see you guys back here next week, I will see you back here next week, but in 2 weeks, we're actually going to start a series that I'm really excited about, and it's the three core traits that every adventurer needs to have. Okay? Can't wait to go over with you. I hope you're doing great. Bye. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, would you mind leaving a review? That would be amazing. And also, if you'd like to connect on social media, I'm Redemption Unveiled everywhere, or Haley Marie Carter on Instagram. I would love to connect with you. I will see you back here next Wednesday for a new podcast episode. And remember that the earth is waiting for you to show up. Have a great day.